Welcome to the Wealth Done Differently Retirement Podcast. Danielle Howard, a certified financial planner, shares insight into the financial tools, techniques, and temperaments needed to make the most of your retirement dollars and relationships. Danielle bridges the gap between Wall Street and Main Street, bringing complex financial topics down to earth. Danielle will educate and inspire you as you define and refine your version of prosperity.
Hello and welcome to another podcast with Danielle Howard. Today we're going to talk about the four money personalities. Now this is I believe a groundbreaking philosophy that Danielle has brought to the surface with her book and with what she does with her clients. So Danielle, I'm just going to turn this over to you for the majority of the podcast. If I have any questions, I'll jump in, but I'd really love to just hear you explain these four money personalities.
All right, Matt, thank you. With my book, I really wanted to create a connection for people. I wanted to paint a picture in their head as to what your financial personalities are and some of the opportunities or challenges inherent in each one of them. There is a lot of work being done in this area of who you are with your financial personality and helping you to understand it. What I wanted to do is just create a little bit different picture. So because my book is focused on economic seasons, life seasons, and financial seasons, I wanted to wrap it around to concepts that people could maybe relate to. So what I did with the four money personalities was to take a look at them in the context of the four elements as we look at fire, earth, water, and air, and just kind of find a playful way of explaining how each of those personalities play out. What's been fun with this is when we've done it in group environments and people will read through this or look at what each of these personality, they connect with it. And you're never going to be all one or all another. You're going to be a blend of all of these. My goal is to help people understand and put a playful taste to who you are financially and help you to understand others. Because again, money isn't right or wrong. It just is. It's how we use it that will really impact our lives. And so as we look at each of these, just maybe picture how you may fit into one of these areas. As we look at fire, the opportunities with a fire money personality, really like to be adventurous and you crave the unexpected. You are that natural entrepreneur and you like to dream big. You're going to invest in yourself and what's important to you. You'll draw people to you like a fire at night draws people to bake s'mores or catch fireflies. You're going to attract others with your passion and intensity and personality. You like to entertain and be with people. Your friends are going to join you on any given notice. You tweet something out and they're going to be right there next to you. You're going to be able to help others and give unexpected gifts. In your giving, you're the type of person that likes to see your name on the plaque or to be acknowledged publicly. You also might be the one that will lend to a friend in need, and you're going to spend your money on things that help you project that fiery image. You like brand names. Those are the opportunities with the fire personality. And we also recognize that there's going to be some challenges. Let's take a look at those. You may burn through money quickly, and you can possibly get caught up in credit card debt when you buy things you don't need but are projecting that image. You may end up putting all of your financial eggs in one basket because of your entrepreneurial spirit. You may want to put all of your money into your business. You may also be the one that gets a hot stock tip and just says, I'm going to go for broke and expect it to be the big winner in your life. you're not going to have that delayed gratification. It's harder for you to save for the long term. You may keep some money secrets from significant others, and you can feel alone and isolated because you don't share your money problems with others. You may also feel guilty or ashamed because of your spending or because you put it all in and lost. And you may when you lend money to others, you may feel resentful because you don't, it just burns up and you don't get it back. Well, that's kind of a all-around version of what a fire personality, again, the inherent opportunities and some of the challenges. With air, you know, you're sitting outside, you feel the breeze. This year in the Roaring Fork Valley, we have had so much wind and we're very concerned about the fires. And when it comes to your financial personality, air, you're a thinker. You know, you want to be resourceful and you want to study. You will analyze your investment ideas and you're going to really think through your financial decisions. You're the one that's going to read the consumer report and delve into the ratings on the products. You're going to be rational and proactive and take a look at the big picture. You're going to want to creatively solve a problem, whether it's finding a job or getting out of debt or working towards a goal. And you're not pressured by others' expectations. You just let their moods and their ways of thinking just flow around you, that you don't let them impact you. You may be seen as we call dancing to the beat of a different drummer when it comes to your purchasing decisions. And you like the impractical if you have thought it through. You're okay with that. Those are kind of the fun opportunities in the air personality, but it also comes with the challenges. As I look at how the wind can change direction, you can do that too. You can be somewhat inconsistent, possibly selfish, maybe even lean towards a bit of dishonesty. Again, we're talking about that entitlement. Well, I deserve to do this because I did that. That's kind of that air. You can shift gears pretty easily. When you lack skills or the information to feel financially confident, you don't do anything. You just, analysis paralysis is the term that comes to mind. And looking at that big picture thinker, it is hard for you to really drill down on some of the minutiae. Or putting together a spending plan. That feels too much, too confining to you. And you may have challenges in supporting yourself if you're the sole financial advisor or financial earner. And you tend to pick fields that don't pay as well as possibly some other career choices. And you may jump from job to job as the wind blows. Those may be some of the challenges that you would encounter as an air financial personality. Looking at earth, dig your toes into the dirt, wiggle your feet, connect with the ground. The financial earth personalities include that opportunity that you are solid, you're stable, you're reliable. You crave that security. You are more comfortable with money under the mattress and have a distrust for quote unquote, you know, the system, the markets, people who are selling things. You have a spending plan, you have achievable goals, and you'll probably have ample savings, and you will set yourself to task and you'll work very hard to achieve it. You shop wisely, you feel secure with your material possessions, you're a little bit more conservative in your investments, seeing slow and steady. That's a desirable attribute. And you will look at your spending choices down the road and balance that. What do I need today with what do I need for tomorrow? And you take care of what you have. So you're very, very grounded. You're organized. You're reliable and pragmatic. And you'll be proactive in your financial life. This all sounds good. But guess what? There's some challenges in being an earth personality. You can find yourself being maybe stubborn or bullheaded. You may stick with a job or an investment or even a financial professional or attorney or other or spouse much longer than is helping, you know, that is really serving you and having good relationships with. So you need to look at how are you being rigid with that spending plan, and you're going to stick to it no matter what, and this can have you miss out on some opportunities. And guess what? You can tend to be a hoarder, and you're going to seek security and comfort from material possessions, which isn't necessarily a good thing if they're building up in the hallway, spilling out the front door, or out of the garage or your storage unit. You can also minimize risk too much. You can stop, you can be too conservative with your investments and not keep up with, you know, inflation rates in different areas like healthcare that we need to overcome for the long term. You're going to be slow to change, and you may not even think about rebalancing your portfolios or to change your asset allocation as an economic season is changing. So these are some of the challenges inherent in that earth personality. Our final personality is water. And I am so fortunate to live on the Roaring Fork River, where I can open my window and watch the boaters go by. And right now we have a really low water season this year. So the water, you can hear it rumbling by because the rocks are exposed at this point. So with a water personality financially, you're going to live in the moment. You are lighthearted, you're creative, you have a very generous personality. Money flows just easily in and out of your life. Not necessarily in quantity. It doesn't mean that you have a lot of it, but in the context, just the way you feel about it, and that it's a very powerful way to express yourself and your values. And when it might be flowing in very minimally, like our river is right now, you're going to be not ineffectual, but you're not going to have as big of an impact. But when you have a lot of financial resources flowing through your life, you'll be a force to be reckoned with. It's not something you're going to, in certain circumstances, you're not going to have it affect you. So life can happen and you'll adapt to it. You're going to hold on to your material possessions and your jobs lightly. And, you know, if this one comes, another one's going to come along. That one goes, another one will come along. You share what you have easily with others, and you're always optimistic that things are just going to work out and we're just going to go with the flow. You're going to make financial decisions quickly, more based on your gut feelings. And those financial details, those spreadsheets, the analyzing your investments, that's not your strong suit. You're going to depend on taking a look at, you're going to need to have others in your life to help you really uncover some of the financial details, because this is an area that you're not very strong at. So going with more of the challenges, you're going to, you know, you go with your gut. You're going to make the financial decisions, and that can sometimes work against you. You want to use your gut, yes, but you also want to use your head. And you get excited about the upward market momentum and you may buy in late, or you get anxious when there's a market correction happening and you'll jump out too soon. You'll get caught up in maybe some get rich schemes because you tend to be very trusting and possibly a little gullible. You may also give to a fault. This is an area where I really walk alongside my ladies, because women tend to be more generous givers, and we need to make sure that I am keeping your own oxygen mask on, that you have enough to accomplish what's important to you for as long as you need it before you start giving it all away. And so you want to manage how you're getting pulled in different directions, because you don't have a clear picture of what money means to you or what your goals are. So you can end up like a broken sprinkler just spraying all over the place because you don't have that intentional flow of where you want your money to go. And you can also wrestle with that idea of keeping up with the Joneses or falling into that fear of missing out, especially in retirement, and just end up spending a lot more money than you really should, you know, given the safe boundary waters that you need to stay in. So that's a real down and dirty of the four financial personalities as I like to play them out. And understanding that, you know, part of it is in your DNA, Some of it has to do with your upbringing and societal and environmental components that, you know, the experiences that you've had around money. You are probably going to lean towards one of these, but all four of them reside within you. And you need to look at which one is the dominant, possibly the dominant personality, and then also look at what you might want to do to explore or experience or bring in a facet of one of the other personalities, again, to have a real well-rounded financial health in your life.
Well, as you were going through those, Danielle, I'm thinking to myself, what? Okay, hold on here, because I'm a little bit of this and a lot of this one. Once again, everybody, this is a different conversation surrounding money. And if you don't understand how you interact with this means of exchange, you can, as Danielle just explained, experience some challenges that can be, with good guidance, not just preventable, but also something that you're made, that somebody would make you aware of, because, you know, knowing really is half the battle. Now, that was a quick down and dirty, and maybe what we'll do in later podcasts, Danielle, is we'll dive into these a little bit more deeply. But if you haven't had a conversation like this surrounding money with a financial services professional, you should probably ask yourself why you haven't. Whether they're not qualified or they're not comfortable to have these conversations, these are very, very meaningful conversations, especially when you're preparing for retirement in your financial life in this third to fourth quarter. All right. Any closing thoughts, Danielle?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, Matt, and I just encourage everybody to kind of take a look. And like you said, I'd like to hear which one you kind of were drawn to. But the idea that you want to recognize and acknowledge that, build on the opportunities within each one of those personalities, mm-hmm. but recognize and temper the challenges and working towards that balance and that understanding of others in our lives, knowing that they're bringing an element into our life that we may be needing. So if you want to look at our e-course, we're starting a 8-week retirement course at DanielleHoward4U.com. And if you feel like a personal, more relationship-based engagement, given the complexity of your financial life, is important, give us a shout out at WealthByDesign4U.com.
Thank you, Danielle, and for everybody at Danielle's firm. This is Matt Hallern, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Thank you for listening to the Wealth Done Differently Retirement Podcast. Click the subscribe button below to be notified when new episodes become available. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Wealth by Design, LLC. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investing advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified service provider with any questions you may have regarding your investment planning. Danielle Howard, Certified Financial Planner, is an investment advisor representative of Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, Inc., a broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Cambridge and Wealth by Design, LLC are not affiliated.